请把我们手里的圣经翻到以赛亚书三十六章。
Let's open to Isaiah chapter 36.
第一节到第十节。
Verse 1-10.
西西家王十四年，亚述王希拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取。亚述王从拉吉差遣拉波沙基率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去，他就站在上池的水沟旁，在漂布地的大路上。于是西西家的儿子加宰以利亚敬并书记舍伯纳和亚萨的儿子史官约雅出来见拉波沙基。拉波沙基对他们说，你们去告诉西西家说，亚述大王如此说，你所倚靠的有什么可仗赖的呢？你说有打仗的计谋和能力，我看不过是虚话。你到底倚靠谁才背叛我呢？看哪，你所倚靠的埃及是那压伤的伪仗，人若靠着仗，就必刺透他的手。埃及王法老向一切倚靠他的人也是这样。你若对我说，我们倚靠耶和华我们的神，西西家岂不将神的丘坛和祭坛废去，且对犹大和耶路撒冷的人说，你们当在这坛前敬拜吗？现在你将当头给我主亚述王，我给你2000匹马，看你这一面骑马的人够不够？若不然，怎能打败我主臣仆中最小的军长呢？你竟倚靠埃及的战车马兵吗？现在我上来攻击毁灭之地，且没有耶和华的意思吗？耶和华吩咐我说，你上去攻击毁灭之地吧。
Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Then the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh with a great army from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. And he stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field. And Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, Shabna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to him. Then the Rabshakeh said to them, Say now to Hezekiah, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this in which you trust? I say you speak of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words. Now in whom do you trust? That you rebel against me? Look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and said to Judah and Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar? Now, therefore, I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to put riders on them. How then will you repel one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Have I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, Go up against this land and destroy it.
三十六章的16-17节，不要听西西家的话，因亚述王如此说，你们要与我和好，出来投降我，个人就可以吃自己葡萄树和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水，等我来领你们到一个地方，与你们本地一样，就是有五谷和新酒之地，有粮食和葡萄园之地。
Verse 16-17. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, Make peace with me by a present and come out to me, and every one of you eat from his own wine and every one from his own fig tree, and every one of you drink the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards.
我们再翻到新约的彼得前书的第五章。
Let's turn to the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 5.
八到十一节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。那赐诸般智慧、那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Verse 8 to 11. Be sober, be vigilant.Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们最后来看，哦，这个我们在这里哈，我们读到彼得前书，彼得是告诉我们讲到属灵的征战。
Now here Peter talks about the spiritual war.
那么我们讲到属灵的征战，我们自然会想到仇敌的攻击。
When we think about a spiritual war, we often think about the strike of the enemy.
所以这个彼得说，他说仇敌向我们攻击的时候，是如同吼叫的狮子。
Peter said the enemy was like a roaring lion.
但是彼得在这里讲的更多的是这个仇敌里边的性情，并不是他外边的这个面具。
But Peter talks about the inner nature of Satan rather than its outside expression.
那么如果我们要凭着彼得所讲的这个是把它当作是外貌，我们来认仇敌的话，那恐怕我们就要认仇敌认到动物园去了吗？
If we define our adversary by the their expression outwardly, I'm afraid we'll establish them in the zoo.
我们最后来看哥林多后书的十一章。
Last, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
十三到十五节，那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
保罗他在这里说，仇敌在攻击的时候，其实最擅长的兵器是伪装，是谎言。
Paul talk about when the enemy attack us, there the most favorable weapon they use was lies.
因为神的话在说到仇敌撒旦的时候，就说了一句话，说他是说谎者之父。
When it talks about Satan, the adversary, the Bible defines them the father of all liars.
我们下面有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你吸引我们到你施恩的宝座前面。
You draw us near before your throne of grace.
因为你是我们平静秘密之源。
You are the secret of all our peace.
你是我们苦中之乐。
You are the sweet in our all bitterness.
是我们暗中之光。
You are the light in our darkness.
是我们在痛苦时的安息。
You are our comfort in all the sorrow.
是我们在苦难之时的安舒。
And you are our comfort in all the tribulations.
不但如此，主，你是我们失败中的得胜。
Not only so, you, Lord, you are our victory in all our defeatness.
你叫我们跟随你做得胜者。
You want us to follow you as victors.
实在是要靠着你的得胜。
It's truly we have to rely on your victory.
主，我们感谢你，因为你以死败坏了那掌死权的。
Lord, we thank you because you have destroyed those who has the power of death through death.
无论我们的光景如何，我们实在跟随你，我们就是站在得胜的地位。
No matter what circumstances we are in, as long as we are following you, we are standing in the victorious position.
我们为着这一点宝贵的时光，我们感谢你。
For this precious time, we thank you.
愿你向我们里边再说宝贝的话。
May you speak to us.
叫我们里边能够把下垂的手和发酸的腿再举起来。
So we lift up our weak and feeble knees and hands.
因为我们虽然站在征战之中。
Although we stand in this warfare.
但是我们靠你，我们就能够得胜有余。
Or we are more than conquered because we rely on you.
我们感谢你，靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We thank you in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
我们在读到这个以赛亚书三十六章的时候
，When we read Isaiah chapter 36,
那么我们就知道，在西西家王他做犹大王的年间
，We know they when King Hezekiah as the king of Judah，
那他就带领犹大的百姓废弃偶像，就归向神。
He led the people of Judah and this asgot away from the idols.
那么于是呢，就在犹大的全国就有连着十四年的一个复兴。
So there was a 14 year of spiritual revival in the kingdom of Judah.
那么在这个时候，就有亚述王率领他的军队就前来了。
So at that time, the king of Assyria led his armies. To Judah.
那么我们刚才读过了，那么亚述王就率领他的大军叫攻取了犹大国一切的坚固城。
As we have read, the king of Assyria came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them.
所以在犹大这个在耶路撒冷以外所有的坚固的那个保障城都被攻取了。
So all the fortified cities, except Jerusalem, were taken.
那么，所以亚述的大军现在就是把耶路撒冷城就围住了。
So the Assyria, the army, now has encompassed the Jerusalem.
所以我们都知道，只要亚述王他一声令下的话，那亚述的军队就立刻可以把耶路撒冷城就踏为平地了。
As long as the king of Assyria command, the whole army can overtake the Jerusalem.
因为相比这外边的这些坚固城，耶路撒冷根本算不得是什么坚固的城。
Compared with all those fortified cities of Judah, Jerusalem was not as a fortified city.
但是我们稀奇的很，在以赛亚三十六章那里说。
But marvelously in Isaiah chapter 36.
亚述王他没有这么做
，King of Assyria did not do so，
而是差派了手下的那个大将军叫做拉伯沙基，在第二节那里说，拉伯沙基他站在耶路撒冷的城墙的外边，向城里的犹大人喊话，说那个劝降的话。
King of Assyria sent the Rabshakeh with a great army and at the wall of Jerusalem and cried out to the.To the people in Judah and induce them to capitulate.
那么这就是我们的稀奇，为什么亚述王要这么做
？So why did a king of Assyria do so?
那么是不是他手里的军队不够用
？Is it because they are lack of manpower?
那么应该不是的。
It may not be so.
那么因为在列王记下十九章也说到这一段的历史。
In Second King chapter 15 also talks about this historical record. 19 also talks about this historical record.
那么当时亚述的军队，他们至少是有十八万五千人。
that time the Syrian army has at least 185,000.
那么我们刚才读过了这个以赛亚36章的这个第八节，在耶路撒冷那里说，恐怕连2000个能骑马的战士都找不着的。
But we have read verse 8, for the army of Judah, they may not have even 2,000 riders to ride on the horses.
所以我们知道亚述王手里他有够用的军队，足够了，太够了。
So we know Assyria army was enough in numbers.
那么难道是亚述王他害怕打仗吗？
Is it because king of Assyria was afraid?
那么在这里我们不要忘记了，城外亚述的军队，他们不但这一次是攻取了犹大一切的坚固城。
But we know that a Syrian army not only took the fortified cities of Judah.
而且他们还在前不久，大概就在七年八年以前，他们还灭绝了北国以色列的撒玛利亚城。
But and also just about 8 years ago, the Syrian army had besieged Samaria.
所以这个时候亚述的军队他们围在耶路撒冷城外，应该来讲他们是士气非常高昂的。
So the Syrian army ought to be very violently and in spirit when they're outside the wall of Jerusalem.
那么前面读经的弟兄告诉我们，就是说亚述的军队他们的战略就是到了一个地方，他们并不为了要取那个地方。
The brothers have told us the Assyrian army when they try to besiege the city, not only do they want to besiege the city.
他们就是把那个城就是全部杀光，全部烧光的。
They just killed and burned everything.
这就是他们的战略。
That's their strategy.
那么，为什么亚述王他现在要一反常态的，他要围着耶路撒冷围而不攻呢？
But why King Assyria seems like it was on the contrary to himself and standing outside the Jerusalem but did not besiege it.
我们就稀奇说，为什么拉伯沙基将军他奉亚述王的命令，他向犹大的百姓喊劝降的话。
We know that the Rabshakeh, by the commandment of the king of Syria, was inducing them to capitulate.
那么他到底他要达到什么样的目的呢？
What was their purposes?
启示的灵叫先知把这么一段特别的历史写给我们。
The spiritual revelation told us that this historical record through the prophet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们就要想一个问题，神的心意到底是什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, now we ought to think about what is God's will on this.
那么在这里我们是很明显的看到。
Obviously, here we can see.
那么亚述王他对待耶路撒冷城和他毁灭北国的那个撒玛利亚城，他是完全不同的。
The way how a king of Syria treat Jerusalem and all those cities in Israel is very different.
因为耶路撒冷城对于全体的以色列人来说，它是神的拣选，是神的旨意，那里有圣殿，是神的见证。
Because Jerusalem, as to all the people of Israel, that is God's chosen place, and because there was kings, there was God's temple in it.
那么虽然以色列人他们后来是分家了，北国一边，南国一边。
Although we know that Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and southern kingdom.
那么虽然北国和南国他们都是落在偶像的那个南处的光景的里边。
Although both of the kingdoms fell into idolatry.
那么只要耶路撒冷还在，只要圣殿还在，神就永远不会放弃他的百姓。
As long as Jerusalem is there, the temple is there, God will never give them up.
那么那对于犹大的百姓来说，天下的名城是千万座的。
As for the people of Judah, there are many cities in the world.
但是他们心里只有一座城，一个圣殿，那就是耶路撒冷。
But But in their heart, there is only one city, one temple that is in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是神百姓的生命。
Jerusalem is the life of God's people.
从第一天起，耶路撒冷就不是建在地上的。
From the first day, and Jerusalem was not built on the earth.
那么有人都研究过了，说是耶路撒冷这一座城市建在五个山头上的。
Someone had did research. Jerusalem was built on the top of five mountains.
那么，但是对于以色列人来讲，耶路撒冷根本不是建在五个山头上的城。
But as for Israel, Jerusalem is not even built on the top of the five mountains.
耶路撒冷是建在神百姓的生命里边的。
Jerusalem was built in the life of God's people.
所以亚述王是知道，他如果不进到以色列人的里边的话，他是永远攻不下这座城。
So King Assyria knew that if without getting into the very center of God's people,
他拆不毁这座城。
He have to destroy this city.
那么这一点，城里的人知道，城外的仇敌他也是知道的。
So they both the God's people and the enemies knew this.
那么我认识一个朋友。
I've known a friend.
那他最近就去了一趟圣地去旅游。
He went to the Holy Land recently.
She
went to the Holy Land recently.
那么回来以后，他就跟我说，耶路撒冷很普通，很一般，一点都不好玩。
After she came back, she told me Jerusalem is so ordinary and it's not very interesting.
那么因为她走过世界上所有的地方。
She has been to many places in the world.
南极都去过了。
Even the South Pole.
所以她说欧洲你随便挑一个小城市都比耶路撒冷好玩。
Whichever city in Europe is better than Jerusalem.
那么我就对他说，因为这座城不在你的生命里边。
Well, I told her because this city is not in your life.
所以我们就看在36章16和17节，那么拉伯沙基就向犹大的百姓喊话说了。
So now we see in chapter 36, verse 16 and 17.
他说只要你们自愿的放弃耶路撒冷城。
As long as you give up the city of Jerusalem voluntarily.
那么亚述王就要在他的国土的里边重新赐给你们一块上好的土地。
King of Assyria will give you a land from his property.
那么他说这个地是有五谷和新酒之地。
That's a land of grain and new wine.
是有粮食和葡萄园之地。
A land of bread and vineyards.
弟兄姊妹，这就是他的目的。
Brothers and sisters, that is his purpose.
因为耶路撒冷城实在是老旧了。
Because the city of Jerusalem is so old.
而且耶路撒冷它是放在一个这个来往交叉的一个交通要道的上。
And also it's located in a crossroad area.
所以谁都是想攻击它的。
They all want to take it.
那么以色列人祖祖辈辈，他们只要住在这座城里，他们就是活在打仗和打仗的风声的里边。
As long as the Israelites live in this city, they will live under warfare.
所以我们有没有想过，当初神为什么要把耶路撒冷放在这个地方来给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔呢？
Have you ever thought about it? Why did God give Jerusalem to Abraham and his descendants?
难道神不知道耶路撒冷是一个兵家必争之地吗？
Did God not know that Jerusalem is a place that was under warfare?
所以你们看见了没有？亚述王他当然是代表仇敌的诡计。
We know that the king of Assyria represents the wiles of the devil.
那么现在他就要用五谷新酒之地，他来换掉神百姓心里的那个耶路撒冷城。
Now, the king of Assyria wanted to replace the city of Jerusalem by this land of new wine and grain.
那么直到今天，虽然世代是改变了。
Until today, we know that things have changed.
但是仇敌的诡计从来没有变过。
But the wiles of the adversary have not changed.
那么我们就要问了，弟兄姊妹， 我们是要世界的五谷新酒之地，还是要古旧的那个生命之道呢？
Now the question is, do we want the land of bread and green and the new wine, or the old rugged city?
我们当然说这个问题是很好回答的问题。
We thought it is easy to answer.
因为我们当然都知道，在约翰六章，彼得是对主说，他说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
We know that Peter has said in the Gospel of John, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
但是我们把这句话讲了两千年了。
We have said this word for 2,000 years.
这句话在我们嘴里好像是老旧了。
This word seemingly has become old in our mouth.
前面的弟兄是讲这样的一句话的。
And our brothers and talk about it.
今天我们也是这么讲的。
We are still saying so today.
那么这一句话还要在我们以后的弟兄姊妹的嘴里讲。
The later brothers and sisters will also. We also talk about the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得这句话已经老旧了？
Brother and sister, do you think this word has become?
我们说了不知道几百、几千、几万回了。
We have talked about this word many times.
我们好像辛辛苦苦的在守着一个见证，这个见证老旧了。
Seemingly, we are trying to keep this testimony, which has become old.
我们只要诚实地说，今天我们身边，我们周遭，不是有许多的声音要我们改变吗？
Honestly, we have heard a lot of voices that to let us to change this.
不是有我们许多的弟兄和姊妹说我们太老旧了，我们应该改变一下，我们要跟上时代的潮流吗？
Many brothers and sisters even say we're so and out of date, and we have to follow on and follow with the flow.
现在弟兄姊妹，耶路撒冷这是一座好的城。
Now we know Jerusalem is a good city.
这是神赐给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的产业。
It is the inheritance that God has given to Abraham and his descendants.
确实是神旨意的见证。
It is a testimony of God's will.
但是他老旧了。
But it has become old and rugged.
住在里边太危险了。
It's too dangerous to live in it.
这一座老旧的古城，弟兄姊妹，现在你还愿意守吗？
Are we still willing to keep this old city?
所以你看见了吗？
So now we see.
仇敌他这一次他是要用诡计来拆毁耶路撒冷城的。
The adversary wanted to destroy the city with wiles.
因为我们都是人。
We are all human.
刚才我们的弟兄已经跟我们交通了。
Our brothers had already had fellowship with us.
如果在他的家中不出现这件事情的话，
If nothing happened in his house,
这一周不是做梦的日子。
This week was not like a dream.
如果这些事情不临到神的百姓的话，
Those things has not come upon God's people.
当他一个人的时候，这些的问题不会从他里边出来。
If he was there by himself, those things cannot come out.
但是当今天仇敌围而不攻耶路撒冷城的时候，
But when the adversary just standing outside the city of Jerusalem but did not besiege it,
拉伯沙基大将军他在城外向神的百姓在喊话的时候，
When the general Rabshai crying out from out of the wall,
难道神的百姓心里不会在那儿想吗？
God's people cannot help to think,
这座城真是老旧了。
The city is so old.
这座城里边没有五谷和新酒。
There is no grain or new wine in the city.
没有葡萄园呢。
No vineyards.
到处都是打仗和打仗的风声。
Everywhere is war and the sound of war.
所以这就是亚述王聪明的地方。
That was the trick of a king of Assyria.
那么他手下的大将军比他还要更聪明。
The general Rabshak was even smarter than him.
那么他是诡计的专家。
He was an expert of all the tricks.
所以他就用了一连串那种滚动式的谎言。
So he used a pack of lies.
那么向犹大城里的向耶路撒冷的城里的犹大百姓，他这个轮番的进攻呢？
And he attacked the Judah people with a pack of lies.
所以我们看可以看见他的话里边有调包的谎言。
We know that there were the lies of replacing.
就是把左手的换成右手的，右手的换成左手。
To replace the left and right.
那么有混淆的谎言。
There were lies of confusing.
那么也有似是而非的这些的谎言。
And the and the rightful lies.
那么好像就是保罗他在哥林多后书十一章那里边说，他说仇敌现在是装作光明的天使。
And just like in the book of Corinthians, Paul has said the adversary was like the angel of light.
那么他把自己打扮成仁义的差役。
He transformed himself into the minister of righteousness.
那么他向犹大百姓说非常贴心的话。
He spoke to the Judah people and the seemingly truth.
因为他知道神的百姓爱听贴心的话。
Because he knows that the God's people wanted to hear those words.
但是我们要看见他的目的只有一个。
But we know that he only has one purpose.
那么他就是要把谎言种到犹大百姓的心里去。
He wanted to sow the seed of lies in the heart of Judah's people.
那么这样，他们就自己会把耶路撒冷城交在亚述王的手里。
So then they will give the city of Jerusalem to King of Assyria voluntarily.
不但是他们自己亲手把城交到亚述王手里。
Not only themselves will give the city of Jerusalem to a king of Assyria.
他们还会先把这座城拆毁了，然后再交到亚述王的手里。
They will also destroy the city first, and then they will give the city to the king of Assyria.
因为他们会拆毁了以后，他们跟亚述王讲：“劳驾，你再不用动手了。”
They will said this to King Assyria. You don't have to worry about it because it was destroyed.
那么，如果神的百姓亲手拆毁了耶路撒冷城
，If the God's people destroyed the king of the city of Jerusalem themselves,
那么不但是这座城从地图上就永远消失了
，Not only will the city disappear from the map,
这一座城它就永远的从神的旨意。拣选和见证的里边就完全消失了。
This city will forever disappear from the testimony of God's internal will.
所以你看见了吗？这是拉伯沙基的诡计。
This is the trick of Rabshakeh.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做属灵的征战。
This is called a spiritual warfare.
我们总以为说属灵的征战就是仇敌像那个狮子张开大大的嘴说我要吃掉你。
We thought about as for the spiritual war, it's like the devil is like a roaring lion, opened its mouth, saying, "I wanted to devour you."
如果是这样的话，我们大错特错了。
We are wrong.
仇敌是冲着神的旨意、见证和拣选来的。
The adversary wanted to attack God's testimony and purpose and will.
我们先看第四到第六节。
Let's look at verse 4-6.
拉伯沙基就劝犹大的百姓说：“你们不要去依靠埃及。”
Rabshakeh persuaded God's people, saying, "Do not rely on Egypt."
那么他说的话是很对的，因为埃及不过是用压伤的这个芦苇做成的帐。
It seems like he was right because Egypt was like a broken of.Like a broken reed.
那么这个是靠不住的。
One cannot rely on it.
那么我们回到历史，我们就知道，埃及是当时南边的一个强国。
We know in history we know that Egypt was a strong kingdom in the south.
那么亚述呢是北边的强国。
And Assyria was a kingdom in the north.
那么犹大呢又小又弱，就一南一北就被这两个强国就挤在中间。
And Judah was a very weak kingdom in between.
所以呢，他们就是摇来摇去，像墙头草一样摇来摇去的。
So Judah was going back and forth between those two kingdoms.
那么西西家的父亲呢？他是曾经投靠亚述的。
The father of King Hezekiah relied on Assyria.
那么现在西西家做王了呢？他又倾向于投靠埃及了。
Now King Hezekiah was leaning toward to Egypt.
那么这就是拉伯沙基。他为什么他要警告说？他说你不要去依靠埃及。
That's why the king of Assyria warned the king of King Hezekiah, saying, "Do not rely on Egypt."
所以我们觉得他好像是在告诉神的百姓说，你不要去依靠世界的。
So it sounds like he was telling God's people, "Do not rely on the world."
但是下一句他马上他就把他的真面目露出来了。他说：“你到底依靠谁才背叛我呢？”
But then he shown his true color by saying, "By whom did you rebel me?"
他虽然叫神的百姓离弃埃及，但是他的目的是要用亚述来把埃及换掉。
Although he wanted God's people to leave Egypt, but the purpose was that he wanted to replace Egypt.
那么在人看来，埃及确实是没落了。
We know that Egypt was going downhill.
那么亚述不一样，它兴起来的时候，它是一个军事强国。
But Assyria was different. He was that was a kingdom. That was a rising kingdom.
我们觉得这两个国家好像是不一样的。
We thought those two kingdoms were different.
但是我们读过但以理书二章，我们就知道。
And when we read Daniel chapter 2, we know.
世界上所有的列强
，all the mighty powers on the earth，
所有的大国
，all the big kingdoms on the earth，
根本到头来都是归于一尊像的。
In the end, it's in the same stature.
弟兄姐妹，这尊像就叫做世界。
The stature called the world.
虽然这些的强国有的在南边，有的在北边。
Although those mighty kingdoms.Some of them are in the north, some of them in the south.
有的在非洲，也有可能有的是在欧洲，有的在亚洲。
In Africa, Europe, or Asia.
他们有的是做这一尊像的头的。
Some of the kingdoms are the head of the statue.
那么有的是做胸的。
Some of the chest of the statue.
那么有的做腰和腿。
Some of the waist or legs.
那么在这些强国里边，有的是用金银铜铁不同的材料做成的。
Some of them were made of iron and gold or silver.
甚至在但以理他所看见的异象讲，他说有的材料是半铁半泥的。
In Daniel's vision, we know some of the materials are and half iron and half soil.
但是弟兄姐妹，这一些的强国，他们都是从一个源头来的。
But we know there was only one source of all these mighty powers.
他们都是一个代表。
They all represent one thing.
那就是世界。
That is the world.
所以犹大倚靠埃及，他当然是爱世界。
So if Judah relied on Egypt, of course he loved it. It seems like he loved the world.
但是他转去投靠亚述，他也是爱世界的。
But if he replaced Egypt by Assyria, he was still loving the world.
但是拉伯沙基不是这么说的。
But Rabshakeh did not say so.
拉伯沙基说，只有埃及是亚商的帷帐。
Rabshakeh only Egypt was a broken reed.
埃及是不可依靠的。
You cannot rely on Egypt.
所以犹大的百姓认为，我们投靠埃及是依靠世界了。
So the people in Judah thought that we're loving the world.
那么现在我们不要依靠埃及了，我们不要再依靠世界了。那么我们回头去找亚述。
Now we do not rely on Egypt or the world, but we go back to Assyria.
那么这就中了他的诡计了。
And then you were cheated by his tricks.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们说了这个世界非我家。
Now we say that this world is not our home.
这个世界不是我们的依靠。
This world is not our confidence.
那就不管它过去是埃及也好，现在是亚述也好，将来它又是波斯罗马也好。
So it doesn't matter it's Egypt, Assyria, or Persia or Roman.
不管这个世界它是戴着什么面具出现的。
It doesn't matter what kind of mask the world is was wearing.
他今天或是民主制度的。
Either it's a democracy.
或是专制制度的。
Or it's communist.
在美国也有驴子党，也有大象党。
There's some parties in America.
弟兄姊妹，他们一概都不是我们的选择，他们不是我们的依靠。
They're not our choice or confidence.
基督磐石，我所稳踏，其他地位都是流沙。
On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
所以我们的主要在约翰十八，他连着两遍说：“我的国不属于这世界，我的国不属这世界。”
So in John chapter 18, our Lord has said twice, My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world.
我们再来看第七节。
Now let's go to verse 7.
那么除了调包计，拉伯沙基也很会说混淆的谎言。
Besides the lies of replacing, Rabshakeh also used the lies of confusing.
因为他说西西家岂不是将神的秋坛和祭坛废去。
He said, it is not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away.
你看在中文圣经里边，秋坛和祭坛它只差一个字。
In Chinese, those two words, high place and altar, there's only one character difference.
那么意义是截然不同的。
But they have totally different meaning.
那么秋坛是污秽的，那么祭坛是圣洁的。
High places are unclean, but... not holy, but the altars holy.
秋坛是人设立的，什么地方都可以的。
The high places are everywhere made by man.
那么祭坛是神指定的，只有在耶路撒冷的圣殿里才有的。
But the altar was God's appointed. It is only in the city of Temple of Jerusalem.
那么事实是，秋坛是西西家做王以后从犹大全地废掉的。
But the high places were destroyed by after the king of Hezekiah.
那么他正因为废掉了秋坛，所以他才恢复了祭坛。
Just because he destroyed those high places, and then he established and he recovered the altar.
所以你看见了吗？如果照着拉伯沙基的谎言
，So according to the lies of Rabshakeh,
这两个坛。只不过差一个字。
Those two were just one character in difference.
所以犹大百姓他觉得这两个字只不过差一个字，如果他们这么同意的话，那么他们就中了仇敌的诡计了。
If they thought that was right, just one word different in difference, they were fooled by the tricks.
那么有一家教会就在门口挂了一幅大标语。
There were a slogan outside the church, some church.
那么那个标语上面就写“信耶稣得永生”。
It says, "Believe in Jesus, and you have eternal life."
那么后来就下了一场大雨，把那个“永”字上头的一点一横和“生”字下面的这个一横啊，就给冲掉了。
And some title was were wiped by the rain.
那么，所以这幅标语当然就变成了信耶稣的水牛了。
And it became like believe in Jesus, you will have the buffalo.
我们可以说，不要管它，你不要去再修补它了，就差两个字。
We'll say do not fix it, just two words.
今天我们在神家里，我们听到很多的人都这么说，哎呀，只要有人信耶稣就可以了，不管他得什么，这无所谓的。
Oftentimes we heard, as long as they believe in Jesus, regardless what they want to gain.
而且严格的来说，他没有差两个字。
Strictly speaking, not only just two words.
只是一个点两个横杠而已吗？
Just two titles from those words.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两句话它的意义是完全不同的。
But those meanings are very different.
我们再回头看教会的历史。
Let's look at the church history.
什么时候神的儿女松动一点点说差不多的都一样的？
when God's people and compromise on those things.
什么时候我们就是把神的见证就亲手的就拆毁掉了？
That's when we destroy the testimony of God ourselves.
我们再来看第八节。
Let's go to verse 8.
拉伯沙基他不但会说混淆的谎言。
Not only did Rabshakeh use the lies of confusing,
那他也很会说那种似是而非的谎言。
He was also an expert of telling the rightful lies.
什么叫似是而非啊？这个英文是很难翻译出来的。
It's kind of hard to translate. It's a trick of rightful lie.
那么就证明我们的老祖宗在这一点上面要比说英文的要聪明的多。
That so it's it means that Chinese are more
smarter than them.
Smarter than English.
什么叫做似是而非？就是听上去总是对的。
What is a rightful lie? It's some lies sounds apparently right.
因为拉伯沙基他在那里边，他说我给你2000匹马，看你这一边这个骑马的人够不够。
Because Rabshakeh said, I give you 2,000 horses and see if you can get enough soldiers to ride on them.
这是对的话。
Apparently it's true.
这是驳不倒的事实。
Apparently it is true.
但是从另外一面来讲，这是拉伯沙基很厉害的谎言。
But on the other hand, it's a very severe lie.
有时候我们觉得既然撒旦是说谎者之父。
Sometimes we know that Satan is a father of all liars.
既然他最高明的手段就是谎言。
We know his favorite trick is a lie.
那么，所以他说的话都是假话。
We know all he said was lies.
他一定在我们这些只说真话的人面前，他是抱愧蒙羞的。
We know he must be ashamed in front of us who only speak the truth.
但是我们不要忘记了。
We do not forget.
现在拉伯沙基他没有撒谎。
Now Rabshakeh is not telling the lies.
他说的是千真万确的事实。
He was speaking the truth.
他用着这个事实，他跟耶路撒冷城里的人讲：“我给你2000匹马，你也在城里也找不着能够骑2000匹马的士兵的。”
He was talking about the fact that even if I give you 2,000 horses, you cannot find out enough riders to ride on it.
这是千真万确的事实。
That is a fact.
这叫做谎言。
But it's called lie.
但是这个事实却可以把城里百姓的那个信心带到拆毁的地步。
But this fact can destroy the faith of the people of Judah.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常的说，我只会说诚实的话。
Oftentimes today we say, I only speak the truth.
在神的家里，我们难道不应该说诚实的话吗？
We ought to speak truth in God's house.
但是保罗说，撒旦也会说诚实的话。
But Paul said, Satan also can speak truth.
他也装作光明的天使。
And he transforms himself into the angel of light.
他不只会说谎话。
Not only did he can he say lie.
他会说光明的谎言。
He can tell the bright lies.
现在城里的犹大百姓。
Now the people of Judah.
他们只要肯顺着拉伯沙基的话来看一看城外的亚述大军。
If they direct their eyes to themselves,
20万人排在这个耶路撒冷的城外，你是看不到边的。
200,000 soldiers outside the city, you cannot see the end of the people.
他们再看一看自己，连2000个能骑马的士兵也找不着。
So when they look at themselves, they can't even find. In 2,000 riders.
他们一定会说拉伯沙基没有撒谎。
They must have said Rabshakeh did not tell lies.
因为他说的句句是实情嘛。
Because he was telling the fact.
但是弟兄姊妹，什么时候犹大百姓跟着仇敌的话，把眼光转向自己的话，那耶路撒冷就定规，那就是没有前途的。
when people of Judah redirect their eyes to themselves according to the wiles of the adversary, they have no hope.
什么时候耶路撒冷城里的人把眼光转向自己的话，他们剩下就只有一条路了。
When they fix upon their eyes onto themselves, they only have one future.
那就是弃城投降。
That is to give up the city and surrender.
那不但是弃城投降，而且是拆城投降。
And they will just destroy the city and surrender.
神的百姓亲自的把神的拣选和旨意和见证完全都拆毁掉。
They will destroy God's chosen, God's will themselves.
弟兄姊妹，这就是仇敌的诡计，他要达到的目的。
This is the purpose. This is the wiles of the devil.
我们都知道，在四本福音书里边都提到过的一个神迹。
We know there was a miracle that was mentioned in all of the four Gospels.
那就是主耶稣用五饼二鱼，他喂饱了五千人。
That is, Jesus fed 5,000 men with five pieces of bread and two small fish.
在旷野里边有五千个人要吃饭。
There were 5,000 men to be fed in the wilderness.
这是实实在在的事实。
That was the fact.
所以门徒一看心里就害怕了。
When the disciples saw it, and they were afraid.
一个门徒就跟主耶稣讲，我们上哪里去找食物给这些人吃呢？
One of them said to the Lord Jesus, where can we find the food to feed all these people?
另一个稍好一点点。
The other one was a little bit better.
腓力可能手里有二十两银子。
Philip had twenty denarii. 200 denarii.
所以他看到二十两银子，这二十两银子，你数来数去，他不会多，不会少的。
So it's a fixed number.
这个是实情来着。
It is a fact.
所以在约翰六章，腓力就转向主耶稣说。
And Philip said to Jesus.
就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
It is not even enough for to feed them, even with the bread by those 200 denarii.
换一句话说，他就是用这二十两银子和这个五千人这两个事实，他提醒主耶稣说，无论如何都是不可能的。
In other words, he was reminding the Lord Jesus, it is impossible by the fact.
你看见了吗，弟兄姊妹，什么时候门徒把眼光放在自己身上，他们的信心就立刻落空了。
We know that whenever when the disciples fix their eyes on themselves, they were hopeless.
什么时候我们把眼光转到医院，转到医生，转到我们自己能力的时候，所有的医治都是不可能的。
So when we fix our eyes onto the hospitals and the physicians and ourselves, it is not possible.
但是主耶稣喂饱五千人。
But Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men.
他喂饱了五千人。
He fed 5,000.
他不需要二十两银子。
He did not need 200 denarii.
他只需要五个饼两条鱼。
He only need five pieces of bread and two fish.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们只看自己，
If we fix our eyes on ourselves,
我们都会说神的旨意和见证是永远不可能的，永远没有指望的。
We would say it is impossible to accomplish God's will.
但是希伯来十二章那里说，
But in Hebrew chapter 12,
我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
很多的时候，弟兄姊妹在读希伯来书十二章的时候，我们都没有注意他这个话里边的次序。
Well, oftentimes when we read Hebrew chapter 15, we did not notice the order of this word.
我们都以为我们要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
We know that we should put off those things that are ensnaring us.
我们要放下这些重担。
We have to put off all those burdens.
我们才能够仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And then we can look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这么做的话，
If we do so,
我们就是中了仇敌的诡计了。
We were fooled by the tricks of the devil.
我们之所以能够脱去容易缠累我们的罪，
The reason why we can put off the sin that
我们之所以能够放下这些重担
The reason why we can put off all those burdens
是因为我们回头仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
It is because we turned and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith
因为靠着我们自己这个重担是永远不会脱落的
Because we cannot put away the burden by ourselves
一个人怎么可能你把手掏到自己的肚子里边你把自己的罪拿到自来水龙头下清洗一遍说好了我现在得洁净了我再放回去说我现在终于可以仰望为我信心创始成终的耶稣了
One cannot cleanse their own sins and then come back to see now I can look unto Jesus the author and finisher of my faith
我们看我们自己不过就是五个饼
When we look at ourselves we are just like five loaves of bread
就是两条鱼
Like two fish
你要看我们自己的话我们看来看去还是五个饼两条鱼一条不会多的一个饼不会少的
It's just two loaves of bread and two fish if we fix our eyes on ourselves
我们再咬牙跺脚我们仍然是五个饼
But no matter how we clench our teeth we are only five loaves of bread
我们再多的祷告我们再多的读经我们仍然是两条小咸鱼而已
No matter how we pray and read the Bible we're only two fish
但是只要我们愿意把这五饼二鱼毫无保留地交在主手里
As long as we offer those two loaves of bread and two small five loaves of bread and two small fish unto
耶路撒冷城历史的拯救
And in the city of Jerusalem was saved.
我们感谢主，这个耶路撒冷得拯救，不但是在以赛亚的三十六章。
Thank the Lord, it is not only talk in this chapter, Isaiah chapter 36.
也在列王记下的十九章。
His history was also in Second King verse chapter 19.
耶路撒冷得拯救是耶和华使者。当夜到了亚述王的营中，就杀了十八万五千的士兵。
That it was the angel of Jehovah went out and killed the camp of Assyrians that night.
弟兄姊妹，这叫属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, this is called the spiritual warfare.
因为得胜从来不看地上的兵马粮草有多少。
The victory was not depend on the power of this world.
今天耶路撒冷城里就是有两千，就是有两万能够骑马的，哪怕是二十万的能够骑马的兵，你也不要去看。
No matter how many riders in the city of Jerusalem, do not fix your eyes upon it.
你看了就中了仇敌的诡计了。
When you fix your eyes upon those things, you were fooled by the tricks of the devil.
因为征战只看天上得胜的主。
Because this, it only depends on the victorious Lord in heaven.
过去是这样的。
It is so in the
现在也是这样的。
It is also the same in nowadays.
将来也是这样的。
It's the same in the future.
很多的时候我们会问自己。
When times we ask ourselves.
我们为什么会站在属灵征战的这个实际的当中？
Why we stand in this reality of spiritual warfare?
我想，我们如果主量给我，我们再一次机会。
If the Lord gives us another opportunity, one more chance.
我们把以赛亚书三十六章的下半部分，我们在交通的时候，我们再一同的来交通这个问题。
And we'll continue to have some fellowship on Isaiah chapter 36.
今天我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题：如果仇敌来进攻，我们就是站在属灵征战的时机的里边，那仇敌是会来进攻的。
Now my question for you today is: We are standing in the midst of spiritual warfare. We will be attacked by the devil.
战场到底在哪里？
Where is the battlefield?
我们需要知道战场到底在什么地方。
We ought to know, and we should know where is the battlefield.
以赛亚六十三章就告诉我们说，神的旨意和见证在哪里，属灵征战的战场就在什么地方。
Isaiah chapter 36 told us where the internal purpose and testimony of God is, where is the battlefield.
神的见证在哪里，仇敌的攻击就在哪里。
Where the testimony of God is, where is the attack of the adversary is.
但是我们若是以为仇敌来了，他就真的是会迫不及待的，就露出那个青面獠牙，告诉我们说，我是撒旦，我今天我要吃了你。
If we think that the devil, when he attack you, he will show his true color right away and saying, "I wanted to devour you."
那么弟兄姊妹，我们就把属灵的征战真的是想得太天真了。
It is too simple for us to think about the spiritual warfare.
亚述王他是明明可以攻取耶路撒冷城的。
The king of Assyria can besiege the city of Jerusalem.
但他却是围而不攻。
But he was just standing outside.
因为他知道耶路撒冷城是建在犹大百姓的心里。
Because he knew the city of Jerusalem was built in the heart of the people of Judah.
即使他今天能够在外面把城攻破了，他能够叫犹大的百姓都被掳了。
Even though he besieged the city outwardly and captured all those people in Judah.
但是人里边的城不倒，神的旨意和见证就不会倒的。
As long as the city in themselves stands, and the God's purpose will stand.
现在我们看见嘛，拉伯沙基他为什么要在耶路撒冷的城下，他向城里的人说谎言。
Now we know why the Rabshakeh standing outside the city and telling the lies to the people in the city.
他的谎言实在是胜过最猛烈的火箭。
His lies were more severe than all the arrows, fiery arrows.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的生活，这叫做属灵的征战。
Brother and sister, this is our life today. This is called spiritual warfare.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们愿说话的灵在我们里边继续的，把这些话点活在我们里边。
May the spirit of revelation continue to reveal yourself to us.
叫我们不是跟从话语的字句。
So we do not follow the word.
而是跟从话语的经意。
We follow the spirit of the word.
因为字句是叫人死的，经意乃是叫人活的。
Because the word will make people die, but the spirit will make people alive.
叫我们众人都能够稳踏基督稳固的磐石。
Let all of us stand on the solid ground, solid rock of Christ.
其他地位都是流沙。
All other grounds are sticking sand.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你做了我们的得胜。
Because you are our victory.
你也成为我们每个征战的依靠。
And you are our confidence in all the warfare.
你是信实的主。
You are the faithful Lord.
因为你不能背乎自己。
Because you will not contradict yourself.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣的圣灵祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.